Any questions on any of the stories that we had today?
From us or from the listeners?
Any of that.
Like I could ask a question?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have one. I was just wondering if I had the power.
Do I have the ability? Because that's really important to me as a woman. I exercise my abilities.
Wow.
I don't actually take advantage of them.
You totally went there.
I just want to know that I'm equal. I'm on equal standing. Okay, and I am. So I'm going to go cook dinner.
Wow. No, you didn't.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
Said the guy that does dishes. I do dishes all the
time. Yeah, that's true.
Would you rather do dishes or cook? That's the question.
I would rather do dishes. I would.
He doesn't really cook. Do you cook, John?
If it's on a grill.
I can't cook because, not just because of the cooking, but because of the planning involved with cooking. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the part Jen hates the most, too.
It is. The actual cooking's no big deal if I have all the stuff.
Ugh. I mean, like timing everything so it's done at the right time?
No, like planning what we're going to eat.
Oh, yeah, the menu.
The menu, yeah. I don't really like to cook, so I don't like to plan it because I always hope that I don't have to cook. Just, I don't know why.
But. Oh, man. What I've tried to encourage Jen to do, she's having problems with her weekly updates, is to write them down. Put them in her iPhone. Now you have an iPhone, too.
I think my weekly update was awesome.
Yours was circumstantial. It was today.
It was today, thank goodness.
And
I forgot to bring up the other one. I was going to mention it because I thought, I didn't know if I'd be able to pull it off.
What? What was it?
I was going to talk about the Prius.
Oh.
The Prius thing.
Do it. This is
right
good
now?
After. Yeah, it's after party
stuff.
Well,
there's not much to talk about except they mentioned in the, I guess it was the sermon on Sunday.
Yeah, we went to church on Sunday.
And he's talking about how the hybrid Civic actually gets better gas mileage than the Prius, but nobody buys hybrid Civics. Everybody buys Priuses. And we decided that it's because everybody who buys them is smug. And it's not very smug to have a Civic.
But they did do the whatever. They checked it out and they found out the reason why that was is because everyone, if you drove a Prius, people would know you were driving a Prius.
Right.
The Honda Civic looked just the same
as
the unhybrid version.
Except it said hybrid, yeah.
Yeah, and so everybody got the Prius because everybody would know that you were saving the planet. And that was his point, is everybody's good with doing something good as long as everybody knows.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
So, yeah, we've always believed in the smugness of Prius drivers. And if you
ever meet one, I think you'll find that they are smug.
They're right up there with, dog lovers, cat people, and Mac owners, Mac users.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Is that John?
John,
do you have a Prius?
No, but I have a few friends that do. No, I don't really. I really don't. I had a friend that had one. He was a cool guy, but I just thought about it. He sold it. He got rid of it. I guess he just didn't. He
got
like
a
it.
Horse.
He got a big old SUV.
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah.
It got Prius. 3 miles to the gallon. He's like, dang it! I hate this.
Him and some guys at a bar were comparing their carbon footprints, and his was so small. He got intimidated and went out and. Got an SUV.
Yeah.
I totally thought that was real.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's kind of embarrassing because that was a girl's voice.
It was a really weird one. I'm like, wow, that girl sounds weird. And her story stinks. Why did James do that? Because you really didn't work very hard on that story.
No, I'm sorry. It kind of happened. I started getting nervous. That was as soon as I opened my mouth.
It was very believable, though.
My favorite part was this.
Silently.
It's so not the voicemail. Not even
you need to let that whole thing play out because I can't remember and I'm going to be cracking my brain trying to remember what he says.
It's a horrible song.
Silently, something, something, something.
It's silently, suddenly, secretly. I toots more than just me horn. So
yes, that's right.
That's horrible.
I toots more than just me horn.
Yeah, and then he farts, and then he goes, I gotta be batting down the hatches on the old poop deck. Then he sings
silently,
suddenly, sneak or secretly. Yeah, silently, secretly. Suddenly, secretly.
Secretly.
Yeah. I'm gonna look that up.
Every now and then, Japanese translation works to the good.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.